HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Rock Wars, the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. It's 5:45. It is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. Creepy E. Big Dick Toledo. Off we go. Thursday morning. A glorious one here as Barrett Jackson got caught. I saw Barrett Jackson on TV the other day. They were selling the Mystery Machine from Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
And it was an authentic super version of it. Had the fresh paint.
That was a cartoon, John.
I know, but they've made them. $64,000. And it was holding. Like, that would be a tough one not to say. Not bad, because it's the value is, they assessed it in over 100. So it's got, you know, it was in the movies. It was the one that they
so
used for all
So it probably didn't go.
I don't know if it did or not. I don't know.
I don't
think that
they
was
go
the
to
reserve.
The block, and then if it.
I don't think that was its reserve. I think that was just its assessed value. I don't think it had a reserve. I think it was just going to go. But it looked awesome. I'm like, man, that's the kind of stuff that's out there that you kind of turns your head like, oh, cool. The authentic movie one that they have. And it's just decked out inside. It looked awesome. So
you're starting to collect some cars.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Get over there to the BJ Jeeps. And try it out.
No, I'm not collecting those types of cars. I've got
64K got no desire, isn't too bad.
It's not that bad for a mystery machine. Oh. It would be pretty neat. I just don't know
where
I'd put it.
Sweet.
I wouldn't. Where do you stick the mystery machine? You put
in
it
your
in your garage.
Driveway.
Nah, you don't put it in the driveway. You don't do
no?
that. No. That's a
not
shining
hang there
beacon.
Too long.
Well, it's going to be one of those things that people are going to start wandering around looking at. It's a
and drive
it's
it to
a
work
draw.
Every day.
I would do that. I'd drive it in here every once in a while. Like, I'll take the machine, the mystery machine, and then I would, of course, drive around the city and solve crimes with one of my dogs. I would have to. That's a necessity.
I'm going to be there tomorrow with KUPD from 5 to 7.
Yeah.
I'm curious because all these years I've never gone.
It's neat. And I haven't been in years, but now the size of it is just, the scope is ridiculous. But I just remember a few years ago.
And the auction, when you see the auctioning happening.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's that was it?
You can watch
like
it on
4
TV.
4 minutes. They're just churning and burning the cars.
You watch it on TV and it's like kind of quietly going on and you'll hear a guy going, $4 million. And this car was, what the hell just happened? Somebody, I didn't even see anybody raise their hand. And the car will go out the door for like a couple million bucks. And you're like, Jesus, this
and
is
amazing. And the car buyers and the people that come in for the auction get their lines of credit.
Yeah.
And I got a $2 million line of credit. And they're the people watching is gold.
And you think about the whole car thing. Like a few years ago, everybody was excited. It's like, we got the ambulance JFK was in. Like, that's creepy. That's just flat creepy, but it was the big draw.
Now, there's something I wouldn't know what to do with.
Yeah, I would know. I would put a fake JFK in the back of it and drive it around.
With half a head?
Yeah, with his head bleeding out and like a mannequin doctor over the top of the you know, the red jellied head.
Well, I would imagine you need one of those glass garages like in Ferris Bueller where you had all those cars.
A display garage. You can't just pull up. I just can't pull up in the Caldy. With JFK's, you know, death ambulance or the mystery machine or something. What's he doing now? Bought a mystery machine. God, our neighbor's an idiot.
I walked around that one.
The JFK.
Yeah.
It's interesting for some morbid strain. He's not still in there. They've cleaned it up.
And whether or not it was the exact one, because they had to use multiple at the time. Right. So it was one of the ones that they used.
It was in that group of, whether it's the one that drug him to the airport after he was already dead. Was it? Yeah. Who knows? Because they scrubbed it. It's not full of blood. If it was full of blood, you'd know. And so who knows? But that's a tough brag. This is the JFK's ambulance. Why is that in your driveway, Bob? I bought it at the Barrett Jackson. I got myself the ambulance that JFK might have died
in. You have to have your own car museum for that one.
I lost out on the mystery machine, so I decided
to. I took a bit on the mystery machine. Some guy jumped it up to 75. But yeah, it was all refurbished. The mystery machine looked good, and it had the slick paint. I'm like, man, that thing looks great.
That was the same year the guy found the Corvette that was in the mud banks of a ravine.
Oh, yeah.
It was right off the showroom floor in 1972.
Wasn't it one of like 20? It only made a couple.
And there it was in... covered in mud for years, mint condition, all original.
Zero, like 10 miles on the whole. Yeah, I remember seeing that one too. I could only imagine that the mystery machine is a glorious case of buyer's remorse afterwards. Like, you spend $70K and you're like happy at the car show, slapping high five, like, sweet. And you get behind the wheel and you're like, I've got myself a mystery machine. And then you hit the 101 and you're like, why in the f*** did I buy a mystery machine? I look like an idiot. Nobody's going to be as impressed as they were at the car show. I have to keep it at car shows all the time, but it was pretty neat.
For like $40,000 more, that surprised me. One of Elvis's tour buses. They sold that a couple years ago. You know, I mean, you're getting the original
like the
thing.
One. Yeah, it's pretty neat. Barrett Jackson's a neat event, and it's out there. Eric about tomorrow night, right? Tomorrow evening.
Yeah, 5 to 7.
Yeah, it's a neat thing, and it's just. But I can't think that like his average Joe with a few bucks in his pocket can throw $60,000 around on something, and you end up with something like a bad Batmobile or a mystery machine or, you know, like Speed Buggy. They made a few of those. You know, like you drive away, just your
Eddie Van Halen's wagon.
It's a mistake. Yeah, something like that.
You get high tops.
I can get this one. I can do this. It's $45,000. I can do this one.
It came with a guitar and a pair of Eddie's shoes.
And then you buy it, and you're like, why did I just spend $40,000 on Eddie Van Halen's car he doesn't even want anymore?
Well, my question is, because normally cars are bad investments.
Oh, yeah. These aren't.
Are these different? I mean, in Barrett 10 Jackson, years, yeah. will the Eddie Van Halen car
it's
be
It's like
worth
art.
More?
These are the Barrett Jackson stamped cars. So they're art pieces.
Could be.
Yeah, they can go up. They can go down. It depends on what you do with it.
Only the car guys know that.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to buy that one?
I guess, driving it around probably isn't good.
Doesn't help to throw miles on it and, you know, have the mystery machine take a few dings and some, you know, it's got a cracked windshield. So all of a sudden, you're dropping the value. You got to keep the machine in the garage, polished at all times, and all the pieces and parts have to stay in place. So I can't imagine, because I was excited on TV. I'm like, if I was there, I'd consider that. That's pretty neat. But then you're like, no, that has to go to one of those guys who's got, like, you know, Iron Man's car, and, you know, you got a whole bunch of stupid, like, cartoon cars collection. You can't do it. Mark Anderson says, my brother-in-law is the guy who drives the car up on the auction block, which is a cool gig, because you get to be in all of them, you get out of your system, and you're done. That is pretty neat when you're watching those things go up on stage.
Sometimes they won't drive up there. You have to roll them up there.
You have to push them because they're not allowed to start
it.
Yeah, well, that and the fact
push
that
it.
Some of them, they don't even want the parts moving. Barrett Jackson's crazy. And car guys are nuts. And you're right. They do know their stuff up there and what's happening. It's
pretty amazing. The other world is after it goes on the auction block, say it doesn't hit the reserve, they roll it down there. And if you can go... And go right there and watch it happen. These guys will go in the back area, and all the other guys will start dealing.
They'll start buying it.
Yeah.
They'll start trying to buy it right there because it didn't hit its mark. And what's the deal? Like, so if it's a $100,000 reserve and it gets to 75, they're like, didn't make it, nobody buys it, and then they roll it down. Does it have to start at 100? And nobody wanted to auction it for 100, so it can't be 100 anymore.
Well, I don't know how I know one part of it is, there are cars that saying whatever it sells for, you've agreed you'll take that money. And then the other side of it is the main thing is Barrett Jackson gets, you know,
they get a cut
15% or something like that of whatever sells. So
you have to chunk it there. So you can just take it. Didn't sell. I'm going to take it home.
Yep.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing.
And you've paid for that process already.
If you want to be in a room of money and feel it, go to the Barrett Jackson.
And fake money.
Because
you got the posers dressed.
It's the Phoenix
it's
Open.
Great.
Except for I think there's actually more real money at Barrett Jackson than there is the Phoenix Open. But
should I get a suit and one of those badges? And just
what you should get, Eric.
You can wear whatever you want.
I disagree. I think Eric should go in a pair of just normal pants. Just be a regular fella. But under those pants are knee pads and a butt plug. And prepare yourself for your new man. Because that's the place you go to meet a fella who's got himself a lot of dough. That he plays with. He's
start
got
some convos.
He buys toys. I would, if I was a woman, this is where I would go. Because I wouldn't waste my time on an Eric or a Toledo, a Brady or a John. That's a waste of time. This is like, I don't know what any of the girls that are with us are thinking. I have no concept of why they would want to be with us when that exists. If I was a woman and I had a nice honey hole, I'd take care of it. I'd do the Kegels every day and I'd hit the Barrett Jackson. And I would find somebody that has play money, and I would
buy. They obviously have a lot of play money if they're buying the mystery machine.
Exactly. And then it's just a toy. I'll get the mystery machine for the kids. That'll be fun. But what I really want is JFK's blown-up head ambulance. That's going to go for $100,000. And I've got money for that, so I'm going to do that, too.
That's what that dude did with the Batmobile And now he's like, oh, I'll take other kids around now. And
right.
But well, initially he bought it for the family. Oh, that would be cool to have.
And he's
kids
got a charity
that.
Now. He built an entire charity around it. I went and did that charity, the Bat Cave, with that guy. And he's got an original Batmobile, and he's getting a new Batmobile. He's got all sorts of them. So since this Holmberg's looking at this the wrong way, what he can do is take the Mystery Machine to Comic-Cons and smash Nerd Puss. That's worth the 63. But I went there, and I saw Nerd Puss, and there's like...
Yeah.
Like two you'd want to smash.
Few and far between. It's like three hot ones.
Yeah, it's like Wonder Woman.
Catch all the attention.
It's like Wonder Woman's special power was, watch, I can eat the entire hot dog stand.
That would be cool, though, to get the bell-bottom pants and get a dog. It looks like Scooby.
Like, let's smash some nerd puss. Yeah.
Let your beard get all scraggly.
Yeah, get all scruffy.
Like she's going to blow a scoop. Yeah. Put some peanut butter on your butt.
We've been trying for years to try to get that denim machine from John
Gordon.
Oh,
man, he will not sell that. That's just because that's
he still owns it?
Yeah, they've still got it. His parents have it rusting away in the front yard. I'm like, look.
Front yard? Oh, they're one of those.
In Oklahoma. Yeah, of course they're there. Yeah.
Front yard.
Yeah, and then so I want to get it and refurbish the denim machine. The 1976 Coca-Cola Levi's special.
Get it out of the yard, man.
And John's dad won't sell it. I've offered him $8,000 cash.
Straight up.
Straight up for a car that's going to cost me another 10 to fix up.
Worth it.
He won't take it. It's all the interior of the denim machine is denim.
Why is that online?
Because there were only like 100 of them, and then they made a few in Canada. Coca-Cola and Levi's got together in the 70s. And,
look at that sweet ride, Eric.
John Gordon lost his virginity in it. His parents banged in it like mad, and I'm like, I want that.
So you could refurbish that and put that at Bear Jackson.
Easily.
Yeah.
I mean, you get like $5,000 for it, but it would be awesome. The denim machine. The ceiling is denim. The seats are denim. The walls are
tuck
denim.
Tuck and rolled, man.
It's all gorgeous blue jeans. And then Coca-Cola. And John Gordon's dad won it by just like there was a contest. You could send in Coke bottle tops. And he won
so
a goddamn denim machine.
Far
no, they're the same guy. And that denim machine sits in their front yard rusting. I want that thing. I wanted something fierce.
Did they use it?
Oh, they used it all right. They took it on family trips. Everybody boned in it. Like I even said it. I'm like, your parents just
he was conceived in it?
There's a possibility that, well, no, he's a little older than that.
He was born before then. Yeah.
But John was definitely using it for his own good.
Well, it took some ladies in it. It wasn't bad. They'll get denim burns on their butts.
Just scooting around on there. I love it. The denim machine. And he will look it up online, the denim machine. And that's probably what
like
it looks
that.
Like. Yeah. It's all rusted out. It's got the, but I could rewrap that in a second.
Still got the flames.
Yeah. And you know what didn't burn out? The Coca-Cola logo. That ain't burning.
So what's his price? Everybody's got a price.
Well, he doesn't have one. That's the thing. He does not. I've
loves
gone,
it so much.
He loves it so much. It means so much to him. He's like, it's not for sale. I'm like, I'll give you $8,000 cash right now. No, I don't think so. I'm like,
and
10.
And it belongs.
I'm telling you, it's not for sale. I'm like, that thing's worth $2,000.
What a negotiator.
Yeah.
Dad,
no, I'm not going
to
do it any
sister,
higher.
Too.
I'd have gone as high as 12, and that was it. Because it needs work, like a lot. It doesn't work at all. Like, I'll fix it. I'm going to get this done. I want that denim machine.
You have to get through my sister.
Yeah.
My sister's the one.
And then her sister shows up. I'm like, how much for the denim machine?
Right.
The family
negotiating
with her. I'm like, it doesn't run. It's a rust bucket.
Yeah, it's just sitting there dying.
I'm like, give it to me. You guys
give
are treating you're giving the denim machine an undignified death in the front yard, and you act like it's some, you're treating it like garbage. Give it to someone who wants it. Give it its dream back.
Some tow truck's just going to come grab it and steal it.
Yeah, or it's just going to just. Like, the state's going to knock on your door and go, hey, the rat trap has to go. Yeah, so they won't get rid of it. I love that thing. I'm not a car guy, but there's a couple things that turn my head. They had the Magnum PI Ferrari, or it was the 308 that he had a couple years ago. And I was like,
from the show?
From the show, looking at that thing. I'm like, and it didn't go very high. That was because they used like 600 of them. They had like a ton of
and one of Ferrari. The final, well, and well, easy. Was it last year? Was it?
This guy wants $25,000 for his denim machine.
But look at his denim machine. That thing is mint.
Yeah, he's not messing around.
That's why I wanted it.
Oh, I didn't even realize the back doors
the
were the
back
pockets.
Back doors
the
are
jeans.
Pockets. Denim pockets.
Levi.
God damn it.
Spoiler, man. On a van.
A 70s van.
How much?
$25,000. That's why I wanted John's. Get it for 10, put in 12, maybe get 25, 30 out of it by the end. Ugh. Son of a denim machine. The Mystery Machine's a close second. Something about Vans. I don't know. I just kind of dig them. But yeah, ladies, if you're looking for a guy and you're like, I just can't find a man, go to Barrett Jackson, get on your knees and make good, because it is everywhere out there. Sure, they're not going to be like the love of your life or the Harlequin romance, but look.
It could be.
Maybe, yeah, you take that chance too, that maybe it is. Maybe he is the guy. But just show up. Look good. Wear something slutty. Stop all of this pride.
Go home in the denim machine.
The pride is getting the pride is why you're alone. Get out there, dump some of that pride, and hop on the good foot and start blowing a guy.
Comes with a super cash. 70s radar detector, oh, John.
Man, and a CB.
The super snooper.
Forget it. I wouldn't have any pride like that. If they had rich lady gatherings, and the rich ladies are like, I just want to throw my money around and get some D. Be like, I'd be out there giving that D away. Women are the opposite. That's what the guys are out there doing. Look, I'm just going to go out there, throw my cash around, and if some beautiful ladies want a piece of this pie, I'm going to give it to them. Go out there and live the lifestyle. What's wrong with you?
I just am alone. I can't find a decent man.
We don't exist. Go get yourself a dude with a ton of cash. Live the dream.
But if I leave or he leaves, I don't get any.
Yeah, but you lived a life no one had for a while. So just enjoy. Enjoy the ride. Barrett Jackson. That's what it should say. Barrett Jackson. Ladies, enjoy the ride. Because you're going to be on one for a couple years until you put on some weight, and then he's going to go. Just how it works. That lady at Applebee's that's suing Applebee's right here in town is going to start a massive lawsuit with the entire Applebee's corporation because the manager at Applebee's wandered over to her. She's a lesbian, and she was dressing up in the male manager's gear, and he wandered over, and he goes, hey, you need to start dressing a little more feminine here at Applebee's, like, you know, she was, I'm wearing the same thing the men wear, the managers and the men wear. And he said, it's just, you know, you're a waitress. You need to be a little more feminine. She goes, so I need my cans out all the time. And he said, no, that's not what I'm saying. And now it's the ACLU and everybody, she's a lesbian. You just don't wander up to a lesbian and go, why don't you girl it up a little bit, which is essentially what he did.
That's not a smart move.
It's not a good, well, he's an Applebee's manager. I mean, you're not exactly dealing with a guy that's like, by the way, I was studying my quantum physics and I noticed you were dressed funny. He's an Applebee's manager. I used to tell the staff at Tony Roma's years ago, I'd have been fired every day. I'm like, you look like garbage. Wash your clothes, you pig. What kind of pants are those? It'd make you look terrible. And I'd say it to everybody. I mean, you can't dress like this. This is awful. Wash your clothes. You look awful.
Yeah, I don't think you can get in trouble for general dirtiness. Like,
you can.
As far as telling them.
If you told them, like,
you need to get cleaned up.
You need to wear
better
clothes.
If you're specific,
clothes.
Yeah, if you're really specific about
yeah, but
your
if you're
uniforms,
like, you need to girl it up.
The one lesbian girl that went up, I'm like, you need to fem it up a little bit. I would never have done that, yeah. Even yeah. At that age.
That's not smart.
21. That's just a dumb move. But, again, Applebee's managers, not known for their, you know, oratory skills. They're not going to go up and, you know, eloquently tell you that they think you're dressing poorly. They're going to say something stupid like, this isn't, I don't know what you're trying to go for here, but this isn't girly enough. You need to accentuate your girlhood.
So she's going to own Applebee's?
So she's going to be, Applebee's going to be a big lesbian dance party here in about a year and a half. give it 18 months and it's going to be, we're eating good in the neighborhood now. V sandwiches. I'm like, oh no, she won. And she should. But she's on the news last night, and she's standing there in her button-up shirt. She did look like a male manager. I would have been confused by it, but what do I care?
What does it matter?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, who cares?
She walks up, and she goes, but in fairness, the guy didn't go up and go, why don't you stick those cans out, baby? He just said, look, I would like you to dress
you wanna,
more like the girls.
You want to make some tips?
Yeah, because I think he was, I think in his mind, if I can get into his mind for a second, I might be wrong. He was thinking, ooh, we're going to run into a problem. She's a little bit touchy, or somebody's going to call her sir.
Right,
and then we're going to have this big battle. So maybe he was proactively thinking, hey, if you dress a little bit more like a girl, we're not going to run into that issue. Walked up and said, maybe you could dress a little bit more like the other waitresses. Be a little more feminine. And boom,
yeah,
the les bomb went off.
Or it was the,
I'm
the manager.
Right. Well, let's go down.
Power play.
Right. It could be that.
I think he's just an idiot.
Yeah, more likely it just turned out to be that. But I knew he was an idiot when he had Applebee's manager as his title. That's it. That's when you know you're kind of like.
As a customer, I don't give a crap as long as you get my food out
right
on time.
Now, I would give a crap.
Refill my drinks.
If I couldn't tell, and I said, sir, and then she got mad at me.
Yeah, that's different. Then she is sensitive.
Then she's too sensitive. And I think maybe there's a little balance in that. But then if she's sensitive about that and you're thinking maybe she's going to be, telling her to fem it up a little is a bad idea. So, yeah, Applebee's going to be a full-out plaid Indigo Girls super party in about a year. And, you know, rightfully so. The guy screwed up. All of Applebee's is now screwed up because that lady wanted to wear button-up shirts, and the manager said no. But, yeah, I'm that. If I was a manager, I think I'd find a more delicate way to say it. Like, she's going to be sensitive. Somebody's going to call her sir, and she's going to pop. This is going to be bad. So then maybe I would just gather the entire team together and say, hey, Applebee's has decided a new uniform policy. The girls are all going to wear these shirts, and the boys are all going to wear these shirts, and these are the new uniforms for the Applebee's.
That means you, Lorraine.
Yeah, and I don't know which one you're picking, but they're if they call you sir, you can't be pissed off you're wearing boy
girl shirts or tube tops.
Yeah, that's it. Sure. I mean, that's what we would do. That's a good idea.
We've taken a turn here at Applebee's.
But we're just going to have the girls wearing blue button-up shirts, and the guys will wear the red ones. That way we don't have that whole sir, ma'am thing. Why can't we all wear something? Just look, don't cause trouble here.
I worked at OfficeMax. We all wore the same thing.
You have to wear the same shirt, and that's kind of what you got.
Same collared shirt.
And that's it.
Even the girls, so.
Yep, the red collared shirt. We did the same thing.
Yeah, and if you came in and it was dirty.
Dirty's different.
Yeah.
But nobody ever told the girls, hey, you got to girl it up.
Yeah, if you wanted it over.
They had it was like a guy's shirt.
Wanted over to the dirty one and said, well, I thought you were a woman. Do some laundry. You're going to get in trouble if you just said you're dirty.
You're wearing a man's shirt.
Yeah.
Ladies' buttons are on the other side.
Right. Yeah, you just don't bring it up. You find a different way. But you keep it like Tony Roma's. We all had the same. It was like a golf shirt. Everybody wore that. Although the girls wore skirts or shorts and the guys had to wear pants.
We had girls. We could wear shorts too.
Yeah.
The girls wore pants too.
They could, but the girls were.
They were allowed to.
We had culottes for the girls for a while, and the guys had to wear black pants, and the girls wore these skirt shorts, and that was the official uniform in the beginning. And then later, they're like, "All right, everybody can kind of unisex this up a little bit because
the girls were lucky, man. They get to wear like skirts and stuff.
Yeah,
they had to wear the pants all the time.
We didn't get the option." And if I wore a skirt to work and stuff, and the manager, I would do it. Like today, if I was working at Applebee's, like the first thing I would do at Applebee's today, if I was one of the male waiters going in a skirt immediately and look at that manager, like, anything you want to tell me about my outfit?
Hold on, let me start my video.
You look great, dude. Yeah, I got my phone out here. Hey, Greg, what do you think of my outfit? We should probably dress a little bit more like a man. Bam, I own Applebee's. Thanks, Greg. Now I'm going to go on TV, throw my pride away. Gay it up a whole bunch and say that he tried to get me to dress like a man. What does this mean, 2019? It's over.
I'm a woman.
It is, sir. Dress how I want.
MF-er, sir.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, you can't be mad if a guy says, hey, maybe you should dress a little bit more like a woman, if you're about to get called sir, and that's going to set you off. That she was a tinderbox because she looked dudish. She was dressing like a fella. And then if she wandered by and somebody called her sir, was she going to lose her cork? So the Applebee's guy was probably on pins and needles, and being an Applebee's manager, not the brightest guy. So he probably handled that poorly. Just let him show up. That's it. The lesbian shows up at work. She can do what she wants. It's a tough time right now to try to be a manager and be dumb. Because I was dumb as a Tony Roma's manager. And if the lesbian we were working with showed up dressed like a man, I would have just let it. Been like, oof. All right.
Well, speaking of dumb, how about the dumbest terrorist in history of mankind?
He's right here from Arizona. Pretty good dude, though. Yeah. Goes out, helps him out a little bit, wanders around. Next thing you know, oh, yeah, I was in ISIS. Huh? You're like from Glendale.
His plan was to just throw rocks at a sheriff.
Yeah, he chucked rocks at the cops. I'm in ISIS. You're doing what now?
Then he pulls his knife and charges. I'm going to shoot you.
And they found them. Like all of his documents and stuff. Like he was taking it seriously, and then he went outside and started to just do childlike things to law.
Warm up, little warm up.
Worst terrorist ever.
Well,
if
shouting
you're the other
at people too. That was another one of his plans, to yell at folks. It's like, this guy's just angry.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, if that's all ISIS has now, I guess we won.
If they're reduced to that,
right?
Okay.
He grew the beard. He did the look. And his resources were shouting and maybe some rocks at some cops.
I don't think he's getting the virgin.
He's only 18.
Oh, it was in Fountain Hills.
Yeah, Fountain Hills.
Yeah, but he did it for, you know, ISIS, so they're proud of him. I guess that's the danger of telling somebody you get 72 virgins. You know, it's like, man, I'm going to switch religions and chuck rocks at cops and act like I'm going to kill them and then get those virgins. If I just do it in the name of, I'm an ISIS warrior. Clunk. Hey, knock it off, jerk. ISIS. Clunk. You do it again, I'm going to shoot you. I've got a knife. Okay, now I have to shoot you.
I wonder if he took, it doesn't really say where they where he shot him. Did he shoot him in the knee or something? He was taken to the hospital, but was
they didn't kill
later
him.
Released.
Not
so
he's not getting his virgins.
He just knocked him down and arrested him.
Yeah.
All right.
They're probably just screaming, this is just the beginning. Allah Akbar. Next, I will fly drones into your cars. This guy's crazy. Well, congratulations. ISIS lives in Fountain Hills. And I'm sure that scared the hell out of everyone in Fountain Hills when they found that out. But they knew by looking at that guy out in Fountain Hills when they're golfing and he walked by like, there's an ISIS.
Our own Mark Randall's out there.
They thought he was an ISIS. They think Mark's an ISIS.
Yeah. That's true.
Except for the gray beard. He's blending right in. Yeah. That guy's not a bright man. He could run an Applebee's.
Perfect.
He's totally qualified. Let's get a wake-up song. Find out where Eric's going to give you guys free stuff. 585-9800. A good one to start off this glorious Thursday morning. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me. 98.